And during this pandemic, a handful of states are restricting abortion access, deeming it an elective procedure. Abortion rights groups have now sued, and some federal judges have ruled against such bans. NPR's Sarah McCammon is covering this story. Sarah, welcome.
Good to be with you.
Yes, so tell us more about what's happening in these half dozen or so states. Really, what justification are they giving for why abortions should effectively be banned right now?
So a handful of Republican governors and attorneys general say this coronavirus pandemic is an emergency, and they argue that abortion should be seen as an elective procedure and should be canceled during the pandemic. They point to the shortages of medical supplies like masks and gowns, and they argue that any procedure that might use those should be put off. And it's important to note that these policies are being enacted by conservative state officials who have a record of opposing abortion rights.
Where does the medical community stand on this issue?
Well, several medical groups have weighed in, saying this decision should be left up to patients and doctors. The National OBGYN group, known as ACOG, says abortion is time-sensitive and delaying it can cause problems for pregnant patients. It can become inaccessible at later stages because of state laws restricting abortion at certain gestational stages. And also that the procedure is just safer earlier in pregnancy. And reproductive rights groups have noted that medication abortions in particular require relatively little protective equipment, known as PPE. And most abortions do not use hospital beds because they're typically outpatient procedures. Meanwhile, though, conservative groups are calling for abortions to be suspended.
You mentioned medication abortions. Planned Parenthood announced this week that it's expanding access to telemedicine to all 50 states. A number of Democratic senators are calling for the FDA to actually relax restrictions on a drug used for these medication abortions. Will patients get more access to medication abortions?
So telemedicine abortion is typically regulated by states. The federal government regulates the key abortion pill that's used in most medication abortion procedures, which is called mifepristone. It's heavily restricted in the U.S., unlike in Canada, for example. And reproductive rights groups have been asking the FDA to relax those rules for a long time. But it seems unlikely that under the current administration, which has worked to limit access to abortion and contraception, we will see those federal rules relaxed anytime soon.
We're reading these stories about women driving for hours to try to find a clinic where the procedure is performed. What has this meant for patients who want to seek abortions?
Well, I've spoken to a couple of women who've told me they have had to make long trips to clinics in other states because of bans. These are often patients who are facing economic stress. So getting time off of work if they still have a job during the pandemic can be hard. And abortion rights groups say for many of these women, it means they just won't get an abortion and will be forced to continue an unwanted pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned a little earlier the rulings in Texas, among other states, against these bans. What does this mean for abortions there?
Right. There has just been a rash of litigation in all of these states. And so far, reproductive rights groups have gone to court and have successfully blocked or at least rolled back to some degree those bans. But litigation is continuing in these cases, and anything could change. It's very much in flux. It's also worth noting that some states with conservative governors are talking about resuming more normal operations soon. So if some of these overarching bans on elective procedures are allowed to expire in the coming weeks or months, that could have the effect of meaning that abortion is more accessible in those states, too.
That's Sarah McCammon, NPR national correspondent. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.